DW.
It's a sun-spotted day at OSA Conservation's Piro Research Center, and I'm holding a Ziploc bag filled with 5 Motorola smartphones. Because of the humidity here in Costa Rica's Piro rainforest, it's important to keep things dry. Brian Hetler, a mapping specialist from the Amazon conservation team, explains the apps he's programmed onto these smartphones.
So what we'll be using today is our 2 applications. First, Open Data Kit, actually a version of it called GeoODK, which has a bit more robust mapping capabilities. It actually has a map interface so you can review the data on a base map. We'll also be showing them Forest Watcher from Jane Goodall Institute, Global Forest Watch, and Google Earth Outreach, which is a tool that is used in along with GeoODK that allows people to download deforestation data, deforestation alerts, and then go to those places and record what's happening there.
We're about to start a demonstration on how to use these maps to monitor deforestation and biodiversity in the rainforest. We're with members of the Wau-Ra, a tribe of about 300 people who live in the Xingu region of central Brazil. They've come here to learn how to use the apps.
I was there about a year and a half ago, and we showed them some satellite images of the territory and how the deforestation is closing in. In the case of the Xingu, there's the frontier of soy farms and things like that are encroaching on the indigenous territory more and more every day. And having these maps showing, you know, where they're using the land and also having the capability to monitor deforestation is going to allow them to protect the boundaries of their territory even better.
Using smartphones, the Wau-Ra can take pictures and collect data to advocate for more on-the-ground law enforcement in Brazil. Santiago Palacios, another mapping specialist from the Amazon Conservation Team's Colombia office, says this mobile technology allows indigenous groups to map and monitor for themselves all kinds of environmental concerns.
It's important also because when you're talking about climate change, you have to do this with the communities. You can't do it in an office away from the indigenous people. It's important that the population can go out and get the data. And the people who live in Xingu are the people who know this information.
Using the Open Data Kit, people like Yaukuma, a short, stocky wrestler from the Wau-Ra tribe, can document environmental data and the stories associated with culturally significant sites. Yaukuma says, for this reason, he's excited to use this technology.
Eu quero tirar a foto dos animais, né, das fauna.
I want to take pictures of the animals, the fauna. What's also important for us is the traditional medicine and the stories too.
O remédio tradicional, essas histórias também.
Mapping specialist Santiago says this approach is ideal because you can use functionalities like voice recording to document the Wau-Ra stories at specific points on the map.
The idea is that you don't have to write things down. When you go back home, you can record, say, the history of that tree over there on the phone.
Yeah, you don't need a pen or paper.
Equipped with our devices, we head out into Costa Rica's lush Rio Piro rainforest. Only a few steps into the forest, we hear a group of howler monkeys in the canopy. Our mapping expert, Brian Hetler, explains the Open Data Kit in action.
So what they're doing now is using the application to record that there's a monkey here, record the location of it, and take a photo of it. Open Data Kit allows the user to streamline data collection to make it easier, but it also results in better data because you can create a structured form so that everybody that's collecting information will collect similar type of information.
Brazil contains 40 threatened monkey species, more than any other country in the world. And the Wau-Ra want to collect information on monkeys to maintain the balance of species in the forest. Here's Hetler again.
So the Wau-Ra don't eat any kind of animals except for monkeys because it's kind of an old oral history about where the monkeys came from and that the other animals are relatives, so they don't eat them. So they're interested in monitoring the population of the monkeys, so that there's always going to be monkeys there to eat in the future, which they eat only at special occasions. So using these tools, they'll be able to monitor where the monkeys are, their population levels, and use that information to help manage the consumption of monkeys.
So after taking a picture of this monkey in the forest, the data will automatically upload onto the cloud when we return to any Wi-Fi connected area. For the Wowra, they will be able to upload data at the Ulupuene village, which recently got connected to the internet in 2015.
After the original collaborative cultural maps with the Xinguanos, they identified this one spot called Ulupuene, where the spirit of the grandmother lived. So this is an area right at the southwest corner of the Xingu indigenous territory. And by establishing this village there on the Batovi River, they're able to protect that corner of the reserve.
Yaokuma says he's eager to use these GPS maps back home in Brazil.
I like it a lot. I'll use it a lot, you know? I'll use it to collect information about everything I can.
And while they're just beginning to use this mobile mapping technology to document their territory and cultural heritage, indigenous communities like the Wowra are helping to protect critical areas in the vast Amazon for us all. I'm James Perla for DW, Rio Piro, Costa Rica.
This report was brought to you by DW.